This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 313 for Monday, March 18th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Monday morning after trading to both sides of unchanged in choppy activity. Canola up $3 to $5, the May contract up $4 at $634.60 per ton. Chart-based positioning is a feature as speculators continue to cover their large short positions. Recent talk of increased export buying interest is also supportive, although the export pace does continue to lag the year-ago pace considerably. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures were both stronger overnight, but Chicago soy oil is pointing lower, and the losses there did weigh on canola. Scale-up farmer selling on the move higher also tempered the gains. In the U.S., activity is mixed, with prices trading within a few cents of unchanged on most commodities. Soybeans slightly lower in most months, down a half cent in the May contract at $11.97¾ per bushel. Soybeans had moved higher overnight but ran into resistance to back away and edge lower. The advancing Brazilian harvest continues to overhang the market, with harvest progress there nearing two-thirds complete. Meanwhile, the USDA's attaché in Argentina cut their production estimate for the country by 500,000 tons, now at 49.5 million. That would still be well above last year's drought-stricken crop. U.S. processors crushed 186.2 million bushels of soybeans in February, according to a report out last week that marked a new record for the month. Corn also drifted lower after moving up overnight, down a half cent in the May contract in early trade at 436 and a quarter per bushel. Speculative positioning is a feature after fund traders lowered their net short position in corn sharply last week. Corn area in Ukraine is expected to be down slightly this year, according to the country's farm ministry. Wheat futures are narrowly mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down a quarter cent in the May contract at 646 and a quarter per bushel. Kansas City down 1.5 cents in May at 564 and three quarters. And Chicago soft wheat up a half cent in the May contract at 529 per bushel. Conditions do remain relatively favorable for U.S. winter wheat as fields break dormancy. Heavy rains, meanwhile, have cut into wheat production prospects in the European Union, according to reports out of the region, while Russian analysts are anticipating a large wheat crop there. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 18th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.